This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
All right, it's time for a little question and answer session as a way into this next story. You guys ready for this? All right, here we go. Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? I'm sorry, I didn't want to laugh, but I just couldn't help it. You get where I'm going with this, right? Mary Tyler Moore, or more accurately, Mary Richards. She and the rest of the gang from the WJM newsroom and the real-life people behind the Mary Tyler Moore Show are the subjects of a new book by Jennifer Keeshan Armstrong. It's called Mary and Lou and Rhoda and Ted. Jennifer, good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
What was it about this show that, and I know, I realize you've written a whole book on what it was about this show.
Right.
But there was a little something that made this show different for its time, right?
Absolutely. There's a couple different things, I think, actually. I mean, the character of Mary Richards is the first kind of really independent single woman. She's 30, unapologetically single on television. You know, we think of this as the single woman show, right, that brought us things like Sex and the City later and the Mindy Project Now or Girls. And I think that it was a little bit different, a type of comedy than people had seen before. I mean, CBS didn't know what to make of it at first.
Right.
They were like, what is this? This isn't funny. But it really hit home with viewers. And I think that's because they fell in love with the characters and they wanted to follow them.
Am I a bad person if I say that I never really liked Rhoda?
Would I spend an entire month's salary on brand new carpeting for you? I don't know you. I never saw you before. That's for me. I did it.
I don't think you're a bad person.
Okay.
I may not like you anymore. No, actually, I mean, it's funny you should say that because a lot of the audience testing early on was that people did
right.
not like her at all. And I mean, I think a lot of women in particular tend to like almost identify themselves as a Mary or a Rhoda.
Oh, wow.
They're very different types. So maybe if you felt particularly fond of Mary, you might have felt a little, especially at the beginning when they were clashing a little bit,
right.
You might have felt a little protective of her.
Is it too much to say that this show saved Mary Tyler Moore's career?
I don't think it is. I mean, I think she would probably say the same thing. She was in precarious territory right before this. It was kind of one of those things. It's tough to make good after you've been on a huge hit show and she was on the Dick Van Dyke Show. So if this show had gone off the rails at any point, and it looked like it was going to several times, it would have been really upsetting for her. I mean, when they had one disastrous early kind of pre-taping, she cried afterwards because it was so bad, and she thought, oh my God, this thing's going down the tubes with my name on it, and she didn't know what she was going to do next.
And yet, Mary Tyler Moore Productions, the production house that she forms, goes on to do, Hill Street Blues, St. Elsewhere, a whole bunch of, 1980s era shows that, while certainly not, crazy successful, did all right.
Absolutely. I mean, they were really known after the show as sort of a writer's haven. Yeah. You know, they called it Camelot because Grant Tinker was in charge and he was very much into fostering creativity. You know, he always was encouraging his writer producers to take chances. And his whole deal was mainly to sort of run interference with the network and protect his creative teams at all costs. And that seemed to really, really work for a while. I mean, they were a huge force in the, throughout the 70s and early 80s in television.
The thing that kind of amazed me reading the early days of the Mary Tyler Moore Show was the extent of network meddling, right? The bosses in New York getting a hold of somebody out in L.A. and saying, you can't do this, you can't do that, you got to do this and you got to do that. Has that changed, do you think, since 1970, 72?
There's always meddling, don't get me wrong. I've heard many, many stories in, my coverage of current shows that this still goes on all the time. It's nerve-wracking. They put a lot of money into it. It's a huge commitment for the networks, and they're always very nervous. But some of them even are going the other way now, where they're telling them, put more in, put more sex and violence and edginess and whatever, that sort of thing in, because they want to get the attention.
Jennifer Keeshan Armstrong, her book is called Mary and Lou and Rhoda and Ted. It's about the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Jennifer, thanks a lot.
Thank you.